I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you please be seated? On this holiday weekend, as we explore today's gospel reading, we again discover Christ's call to be vulnerable and hospitable, two aspects of life that I fear are diminishing in our culture. For this reason, I find Christ's words to us today to be very meaningful. They are helpful because he talks about community, and we live in a culture that is continually experiencing the disintegration of community life. We have fallen in love with the idea of the self-made person. We love the rags-to-riches stories. We have created the myth that if you make it to the top of your profession, you deserve a huge salary because you are the one responsible for getting to the top. We have this sense in which we are to live as invulnerable human beings. This rugged individual ethos permeates virtually every aspect of our lives. It infuses the way in which we think about achievement, education, vocation, the way we are to live and to raise our children, the way we perceive others, the way we relate to others, the way in which we welcome others, and even in the way we understand religion and faith. When writing about the challenge of individualism in our present culture, theologian David Luce says, "This individualism we celebrate is as much a myth of the culture as is our invulnerability." The first peoples who settled this land were incredibly aware of their survival depended on each other. The communities they eventually established, after all, were places where the good of any individual was inextricably linked to the good of the whole. The truth of the matter is, the people who founded this country needed each other and needed community in order to survive. It's striking that on this holiday weekend, as we celebrate our nation and our identity as people, we have a Bible reading that teaches us about vulnerability, hospitality, and community. When it comes to a life of faith, the reality is that the Bible paints a picture of life that rarely coincides with our culture's most commonly held assumptions. Today, the writer of Luke's gospel presents the antithesis of an individualistic, self-sufficient, invulnerable way of thinking and being as we learn about Jesus sending his disciples out on a mission. Jesus sends 70 disciples, and he sends them out two by two. And he does not send them out to be self-sufficient. He sends them out to be completely vulnerable. He sends them out completely unprepared. Inescapable vulnerability is implicit in the mission to which Jesus calls his disciples. Their well-being is utterly dependent on the people to whom they have been sent, some of whom will respond with hostility rather than hospitality. And you can never tell which you are going to get until it's too late. I love the way this story is told in the Message translation of the Bible. We hear Jesus saying the following: "What a huge harvest, and how few the harvest hands. So, on your knees, ask the God of the harvest to send harvest hands. On your way, be careful This is hazardous work. You're like lambs in a wolf pack. Travel light, comb and toothbrush, and no extra luggage. Don't loiter and make small talk with everyone you meet on the way. When you enter a home, greet the family. Peace. If your greeting is received, then it's a good place to stay. But if it's not received, take it back and get out. Don't impose yourself. Stay at one home, taking your meals there, for the worker deserves 3 square meals. Don't move from house to house looking for the best cook in town. When you enter a town and are received, eat what they set before you. Heal anyone who is sick and tell them the kingdom of God is right on your doorstep. When you enter a town and are not received, go out in the street and say, "The only thing we got from you is the dirt on our feet, and we're giving it back." Did you have any idea that God's kingdom was right on your doorstep? Yes, inescapable vulnerability is implicit in the mission to which Jesus calls and sends his disciples. He sends them out in pairs, not individually, and instructs them to rely entirely upon the hospitality of others. He is also blunt about how difficult and dangerous this mission might be. The 70 will be sent into a hostile world. Yet Jesus does not arm them for battle. Rather, they will go out like lambs among wolves. Jesus sends them seemingly unprepared and quite uncertain of what they will recover. And no matter how hard they try, they cannot control the outcome. The outcome depends totally on God. Some of the people they visit will not share the message and the peace they offer. Sometimes whole towns will reject them. But the gift Jesus gives as he sends them out is this gift of his presence, the promise that he goes with them, and the gift of teamwork and trusting obedience. As they work together, entering into this shared mission, their hope and welfare are inextricably linked to that of those around them and those whom they meet. Jesus commands vulnerable dependence from his disciples as they go proclaiming the good news of God's kingdom has drawn near. And the role of hospitality in their mission cannot be overstated. The hospitality of this group of disciples is shown in their mission of peace, in which they avoid all forms of exploitation, self-centeredness, and personal gain. Their single purpose is to prepare others to encounter Jesus. They are told to do this through relational, grateful presence and gracious conversation. Today's reading is instructional for us on this holiday weekend. We live in a world that is increasingly narcissistic. We live in a world that is increasingly I and me-centered, with progressively harsh edges that divide, a culture in which weaponized rhetoric and hostility against any we perceive as other spews forth. Yet, we follow in the footsteps of the 70 messengers, and we have been called as a community of people, not individuals, a community of people to live and share with all others the good news of God in Christ, to share his grace, his healing, and his peace. This is the mission of the church. This is how we are called to live as we relate to all others, And this is what we are called to proclaim. We are not to stay cocooned in this building. We have been sent out to do the work God calls us to do. We do not work alone because our vision is a shared mission. We work together as the community of Christ, and our hope and welfare are inextricably linked to that of those around us. Together, together, we have been appointed to go out into the world and announce that God's kingdom is right on people's doorsteps. And we go remembering Jesus' promise that he is with us as we invite others into this mission of which we are a part. This Jesus mission is always one of compassion, one that respects the dignity of all persons. This Jesus mission is always one of grace, forgiveness, meaning, purpose, and peace. This Jesus mission means working and living together in intimate community, becoming vulnerable, and yes, giving up our need for control. And guess what? When we live in this way, it makes this mission and the work we do a lot more fun, because it is all about what God is doing and has already done, and it is not about us. All we need to do is to live into God's call and tend to the harvest that God has already planted. And for this mission and this proclamation and this community, we give thanks to Almighty God. Amen.